My name is Melissa Carr. I'm a conservator in private practice, and I specialize in the treatment of Asian lacquer. Most particularly this object of Asian lacquer, this Japanese palanquin, which is a wooden object coated in lacquer, decorated in gold, and then ornamented with mounts and exquisite paintings. Lacquer starts out as a tree sap. Urushiol, which is the resin component, they get it from a particular kind of tree. They tap it. It's kind of like, you know, maple syrup. The beauty of this stuff is that it's a polymer when it dries. A polymer, it chemically is irreversible. It goes down a series of reactions, and then it finishes, and it's done. It's very low energy, and you've got a coating that cannot be reversed. The short version of that is Asian lacquer isn't soluble in anything. The one big enemy of lacquer is light. And if you get enough light exposure on lacquer, those bonds, those polymer bonds, start to break. And light damaged lacquer, which this is very light damaged lacquer, becomes sensitive to finger oils. And I don't mean just that you can leave your fingerprints on them, I mean that your fingerprints are etched on them. The palanquin, when I first saw it, it looked like something the cat dragged in, because it had basically been handled and handled and handled, and all of that on that light damaged surface, every time you touched it, you added to that. You'll never know, unless you were there when it was done, how different this lacquer looks from what it looked like originally.